Good morning to everyone. It's a pleasure to be here again in Melbourne and in this shul in particular. Just a short idea about what we went through this morning, the experience we all experienced, and that is that we all davened in a minyan. And the question that I'd like to deal with very, very briefly is, what do you need a minyan for? The basic deal is, as the Gemara says, you need a minyan for Kaddish and Kiddusha and Baruch Hu. All these three examples are examples of the parts of the davening in which there is a constant, I would say, give and take, question and answer between the leader of the services and the congregation. In other words, the Chazan says in Kiddusha, V'kara zeh el zeh ve'amar, and what do we all chime in and say? Kadosh, kadosh, kadosh. He says, V'imru amen, and we all say, Yehei Shmei Rabba, or amen. And Baruch Hu Hashem Amvorach, what did we all answer? Baruch Hashem Amvorach l'olam va'ed. As you could see, a minyan, according to the halacha, is basically a give and take, an actual connection between one person and another, the chazan and the congregation. For those parts of the davening, you need a minyan. You need 10 people together. Because the way to speak to one another is indeed a way in which you both listen and you speak. You listen to what the chazan says, and then you chime in and you speak. And this basically is the way that a minyan should work. And this is probably the reason, and with this I conclude, why the chazan is not called a chazan. I know we like to say the word chazan, but according to the halacha, he's not a chazan. There's no such thing. What is he called? A shliach tzibur. What do those words literally mean? The messenger of the congregation. Namely, he's our messenger to start this give and take, to start this discussion of one person talking, one person answering, and vice versa. And if he's a proper messenger, then indeed he davens at the right pace, and he lets us do indeed what we're obligated to do, and that is to answer when we need to answer, and to speak when we need to speak, and to listen when we need to listen. Thank you all very much.